Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the impacts of last weekend's mass shootings are being felt far beyond El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Yesterday, the headquarters of USA Today outside Washington, D.C. was evacuated after authorities received an unconfirmed report of a gunman in the building. Police later said there was no evidence a crime had occurred. And on Tuesday, the sound of a backfiring dirt bike sent hundreds of people fleeing New York City's Times Square. Many mistook the sounds for gunshots and took shelter in nearby buildings, including Broadway theaters. Similar scares happened at a mall in Utah and a Walmart in Louisiana. Joining us now is Arthur Evans, CEO of the American Psychological Association. And Arthur Evans, does it surprise you that those incidents occurred soon after two mass shootings?
Well, it's not surprising. What happens in these kinds of traumatic events is that people become much more anxious. They become hypervigilant. And I think a couple of characteristics, particularly about the Walmart incident, is that this was a place that many people frequent. And so when people are observing these kinds of horrific events and they're in far off places or places that they don't frequent, that's one thing. But when you talk about a Walmart, something, a place that many, many Americans go, it really brings it home and it makes it more likely in people's minds that these kinds of events could happen to them.
People were commenting on Twitter that the whole country has PTSD. Do you think that there's something to that, that people are experiencing a form of trauma similar to the one experienced by people who witness a mass shooting, even if they themselves were never in danger?
Well, we know that people who experience or witness an event, they don't have to be a participant in the event, can feel the effects of those kinds of events. We talk about vicarious trauma. And that's a very real phenomenon. And we know that people will often develop clinical symptoms in the aftermath of just simply witnessing an event. A lot of that depends on the person, their vulnerabilities at the time that they witnessed the event, and a lot of other characteristics, but it is not unreasonable. And in fact, we know that many people will experience some effects from simply witnessing these kinds of events.
I have to say that the one place where I often take at least a moment to think about the possibility of something terrible happening is whenever I go see a movie in the movie theater, because we've seen, of course, the Aurora theater shooting. And you can just imagine that happening now that we know what it's like when that does happen. Is there a way for us to kind of better put this in context and not be so afraid when we go out in public when we know that these things are happening so frequently?
Right. Well, I think one thing to note is the statistical probability. And we know from actually a lot of psychological research that as people, we're not really good judges of the likelihood that something will happen to us. Many people are deathly afraid of flying because of their fear of being in a plane crash. But statistically, that's much less likely to happen than being in a car accident. So as people, we're not really good judges of that. One of the things that is important, I think, as you're pointing out, is for people to have a more realistic understanding of the likelihood that these kinds of events happen. As horrific as they are, it's still statistically very improbable that someone is going to be in one of those kinds of events. And beyond that, it's important for people to do common sense things to make sure that in the unlikely event that one of these things should happen, they know what to do. It's just like being on an airplane. They say, in the unlikely event that we lose air pressure, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that can help people feel safer and more at ease in some of these situations.
Is there something about how the media cover mass shootings that contributes to the sense of anxiety among the public?
Well, we know that the more dramatic that an event is to people, that it's going to have a greater impact. One of the things that we always suggest is that people limit the amount of time that they're spending watching these kinds of news shows. You have some shows that some networks that will play over and over and over these kinds of events. And if someone is watching this all day for multiple days, they're going to be affected by it.
Do you think that this is doing something to our national psyche? Is it making us more risk averse, for example?
I don't know about risk averse, but it's clear that the more these events happen, the more they're happening in places that people frequent and people believe they could be in, it's going to have an impact. The one thing that I do think is important to remember in all of this is that we know from a lot of research that most people are going to be fine, even the people who are directly involved in these kinds of events. They're going to bounce back. But we also know that a certain percentage of people are not going to be fine. And that's okay. That's why we have professionals that can intervene and to help people through those situations.
That is Arthur Evans, CEO of the American Psychological Association. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.